USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump went to North Korea. It was a short but very historic visit, as he was the first to cross into the country from the demilitarized zone. He was there greeted by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who spoke through his interpreter.
I've never expected to meet you at this place.
Then, just after that,
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
이 행동 자체만 보시지 말고.
They posed for pictures in the north, then they both walked together to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the south.
A lot of really positive things are happening, and I'm glad you could be here to see it, but tremendous positivity. Really great things are happening, and in a lot of places, but we met and we liked each other from day one, and that was very important.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Wall Street gets a chance to react on Monday after the U.S. and China put their trade war on hold. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Trump is hopeful about negotiations with Beijing.
He said, no additional tariffs for now. So he's going good faith to see how these talks go, to see if China delivers on an early agriculture promise, let's call it an early harvest. But that may be up for grabs. We will see. No one can predict with certainty.
Election security is the focus of the latest Democratic weekly address. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California spoke of election security and the need to pass the SAFE Act.
We call upon Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate to join with House Democrats and pass these essential bipartisan bills. Together, we can and must defend our national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Motorists in three states are quickly running out of time to fill their tanks before gasoline tax increases on July 1st. John Clemens reports.
The states claim they need the additional revenue to repair roads and for mass transit programs. Motorists are filling their tanks now before the increases go into effect July 1st. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's going to be pain at the pump.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents on July 1st. So all three of those states are going to see hefty jumps in gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump has told Russia not to meddle in the next election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president's approach to Vladimir Putin was proper.
I'm not so sure rebuking Putin in front of a bunch of cameras does much good. What hurts him is when you hit him in the pocketbook, his oligarch friends are having a hard time placing their money around the world. We put tremendous sanctions on the Russian economy, particularly in the energy area, and it's biting Russia. So actions mean more than anything in this part of the world.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.